96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Share my life. Trust in me. You're all I want.
A lot of you have been watching the docuseries Black Love on the OWN network. Several couples talking about the ups and downs of marriage. Well, tonight, our own Dr. Willie Jolly and his wife, Dee Taylor Jolly, join us to talk about marriage. They have a book titled Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, 10 Secrets to Shape a Great Marriage. I know you all have a lot to say about this tonight. Well, Willie and Dee are in the studio. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. 10. Follow us on Twitter with the hashtag WHURFM. Willie and Dee, thank you so much for coming in and congratulations on the book.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Harold, and greetings to everybody on WHUR and SiriusXM, Channel 141, my home stations, both of them, where you can hear me every morning right before Steve Harvey on WHUR with my daily motivational message. And then on SiriusXM, Channel 141 with my Wealthy Ways show, which I'm proud to say now is the number one self-help show in America.
Well, congratulations.
And,
that's all we have for tonight. Good night.
Don't you start. All right, look, let's talk about this marriage book. Yeah, we want to keep people married.
Yeah, don't.
All right.
Don't.
Look, we've been married for over 32 years.
Okay, wait, really? Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
He just talked about two shows. This is my show.
God, you know, I'm used to sitting in this seat. I know.
Your marriage, my show.
All right, got it.
Maybe I should talk to Dee first, you know. Where did this idea come from?
Came from our son. Okay. Who would talk to his friends and say, you know what, I've never heard my parents argue as young people are talking about, I don't want to go home for the holidays, or my parents are divorced. And he's like, my parents work together, they're together all the time, and I've never really heard them argue. And they're like, you're lying.
He's 32. Mm-hmm. So
he had a party for us for our 30th wedding anniversary. He said, I'm going to invite some friends over. Mm-hmm. And you can tell them what you do since they don't believe me, and just share how you guys communicate, et cetera, et cetera. So when we got home that evening, we had a few of his friends over, and it was about 100 people in the house. And between pizza and drinks, we shared what we were calling then tips, jolly tips for communicating and handling your relationship effectively. And then from the questions that they raised and the interest that they had, we realized we had something else.
Right. And he said, you got to write a book. They all want those tips in writing. They want a book. So we started working on it. It's taken us 2 years. And it's just been remarkable, the response we've had in the short time that it has been out. The response nationally has been incredible. So we deal with the big three boulders in breaking up marriage. Sex, money, and communication.
Okay.
And we deal with that. That's why it's make love, make money, make it last. And then we talk about the fact that statistics show that 50% of people who get married divorce.
And that's regardless of whether or not they're Christian.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. But of those that survive, 40% of them are unhappy in their relationships.
Interesting.
Yes.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about marriage tonight with Dr. Willie Jolly and his wife, Dee Taylor Jolly. They have a new book, Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, 10 Secrets to Shape a Great Marriage. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Now, you say you haven't had an argument in 30 years. So that argument 30 years ago had to be a monster.
It was World War III. Yeah. It was over the top.
But it caused us to pause and say, we can't go on like this.
It almost broke us up that night.
It was a symptom of something. It was over Chinese food, but the Chinese food was a symptom of we had to figure out how to communicate and how to talk to each other.
Wow. I love Chinese food.
We had a difference, and it escalated and got to a point where we almost broke up that night. And so here's the thing we want people to know, that we have put this book together with 10 secrets. We've interviewed people who've been married 40, 50, and even 60 years, as along with our tips or our secrets, and they have created a group of tips or ideas that work. Now,
principles.
That's right.
And they're principles with the corresponding strategy. So our book is a little different in that while we have the principles, we approach it from two different angles.
Each principle. Well,
Willie's perspective and my perspective.
So let's talk about the big one quickly before I go to the phone. You talk about communication. Now,
yes.
Willie talks
right.
a
yes,
lot.
Does. Yes, he does.
So is it Willie talking and you listening?
At home, she talks more.
Okay.
If you ask my son, people say, you know, you live with Willie Jolly to motivate. He must talk all the time to you. He said, no.
But talk to me about the...
We communicate.
Yeah,
now,
talk to me about how that works.
You communicate. First of all, you've got to talk. You got to make sure you talk about everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Let me interject here. Communication is very different than just talking. So when you communicate, you're listening, and you have to listen more than you just talk, and not listen waiting for your opportunity to share, but listen and then do what we call LQC. You got to listen, you have to question, and then you have to ask, is that really what you meant, for clarity? Then you can respond.
Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Walter calling from Northeast D.C. What's on your mind?
Good evening, everybody.
Hey.
Mr. and Mrs. Jolly, how y'all doing this evening?
Doing great.
Hi, great.
Yeah, I saw you twice, one on Roland Martin and the other one on Channel 5.
Yes.
On Good Day D.C., and it's nice that you guys could get along, but I'm a bachelor.
Okay.
Nobody tells you when your wife goes through her pre-PMS, or I call it punishment, slowly, when she's upset and threatened to leave you and threaten you to cut off the sex. I'm like this. How can you deal with those kind of persons, and why would you want to get married to them?
Well, first, let's deal with a couple things. One, we put in a book, the book is for people who are married as well as people who are divorced. And we got a special section at the end of the book for people who are single on how to choose the right mate. See, we find that one of the things that is a problem is that people choose for the wrong reasons. They choose a lot of their mates for the wrong reasons. And we talk about how to disagree. You just made some points about disagreeing. Well, we found that disagreeing, communicating in that disagreement is one of the big boulders. That's why we give that chapter away free. That's the one chapter we give away because it's so profoundly important.
And that's chapter 6.
Right. And we want to tell them
about disagreeing, right. And you can get that free.
Go to jollymarriage.com.
Yes.
Go get that free, jollymarriage.com. But we want you to understand. Now, you talked about sex and not getting some. Okay, we want to talk about that right now.
Yeah, because there's a piece in the book, no pun intended, yeah. where you say sex should not be used as a weapon.
Right,
correct.
Sex should not be used as a weapon. And what my brother is talking about on this caller, he's saying that he's been in a situation where it might have been used as a weapon. We tell men and women they must understand the difference between men and women. Women need two things. Intimacy and security. Intimacy is not always sex. Sex is intimacy, but intimacy is not always sex.
Correct.
And then they need security. Now, men need two things,
sex and respect.
Now, someone asked the question the other day. They said, well, don't women need respect? Absolutely. They need to be respected. But man is like supersized. They got to have respect. You got to treat him like a man, and you got to let him be the man, and he needs sex. Men think about sex all day long. Studies show over 17 times a day they are thinking about sex during the day, and they need sex. And so we tell women, don't make, you know, the concept is in the book, we talk about the story of Jane Herlong, who got married on her marriage day. Her mama told her, look, baby, don't ever tell that lie that you have a headache. Because when you tell that lie that you have a headache, understand there's a woman somewhere with an aspirin in her pocketbook.
Oh, Lord. Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Demetrius calling from Southeast. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I would like to know why when you say the communication thing, but when you be blunt and be having a conversation about a certain object, why is it that if she don't agree, it's an attitude?
Okay, that's great, Wendy. He said if he's blunt, tells the truth, then why is it?
I don't understand what you mean by she has an attitude. Communications.
Okay, it might be something that she don't agree with, but I'm the man, and I'm saying something that I know that is like 99% right. But if she don't agree with it, it's like an attitude.
Okay.
Then you two need to talk through with respect for each other.
Right. Therefore,
you have to figure out what respect looks like to each of you and then provide the respect, even to the tone of your voice in terms of how you speak to each other.
So let's go back to the Chinese food. Here, and my brother, let me tell you what we had to learn to do. Wow. Everybody got some things that are their buttons. Everybody. And so what we did was, my wife's button was, do not holler at me. And I was hollering that night. And
he talks loud anyway.
But I was hollering.
It was over the top.
And disrespectful or angry. And she threatened to leave me. And we realized that neither one of us could handle that. She got an attitude. I got an attitude. So we dialed it back and said, from here on out, here is our rules. I will never holler at her and raise my voice at her, and she would never threaten me.
Exactly.
And we got some rules. Each one of us.
She'll never threaten you.
She'll never threaten to leave me.
Oh, threaten to leave you.
Okay. And we put those rules on the table, and we stayed true to those rules over all these years.
I think it's important to interject here that Willie said we stayed true to what we committed to. That's developing trust in the relationship.
Go to jollymarriage.com. Jollymarriage.com. Get two copies of the book. Get the two copy deal. You both read it together, and I'm telling you, your attitudes and issues will decrease exponentially. Just trust me.
Jollymarriage.com.
Demetrius,
I mean Jolly Marriage.
The link will be posted on WHUR.com.
All right.
So you'll be able to find it on the website tonight after this broadcast.
And email us, please, okay, my friend? Email us and let us know how it's going, would you?
All right. Real quick, Demetrius, you're a newlywed. How long have you been married?
Our anniversary was just like a week ago.
First anniversary?
Year. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Congratulations.
Read the book together, and at the end of each chapter, talk about the learning points, okay?
I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Eric in D.C., Donita from Fort Washington, Pam in Manassas, and Dee has something to say, too. So please, if you're on the line, stay with us. Lines are still open as we answer your questions. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about marriage. Make love, make money, make it last. 10 secrets to shape a great marriage. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us.